Ganesha simply means one who is the Lord of angels. Ganas are angels. The angels have superhuman powers because they are not humans. And he is the Lord of the angels. And why he is the Lord of the angels? Because he knows the secret of all Siddhi powers. Siddhi powers are super normal, superhuman powers. It's not just mythology when we talk about superhuman powers. It is literally, at least within the context of the Indian gods and goddesses. What is a superhuman power? Superhuman power is that you cannot do something on your own because of human limitations. But whereas if you use an angel, then the angel can do a better job. In Jesus Christ's case, when he was arrested, he mentions to Peter, look, if my father had really wanted to help me, he would have sent an angel to fight the Romans, but he did not send it. So angels can do things that we cannot do. What supernormal powers are associated with Ganesha? All kinds of powers, but primarily the power to know ahead of time the problems and then avoid that problem. So avoid the danger that has not yet come. And how to know? You cannot know with human reasoning or logic. So you need to process what Ganesha processes, like the infrasound intelligence. That's why he has an elephant face. The elephants have the ability to process infrasound. The humans can't do that. They will go crazy. They cannot hear, first of all, but the brain does, can process the infrasound, but then it will create problems. So the infrasound used elephant, the ability to control its family miles away, because, and then they communicate at the infrasound level, which we cannot hear because it is 20 hertz below, which is the human hearing range. And this is just to give you a simple science behind Ganesha's hair, you know, elephant head. God bless.